Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And man, I'm glad to be back in the swing of things, which is awesome because, you know, this is the, I'd say the third tier of free agency that I think the Niners are maybe, I don't know. I don't want to start off with like the arrogance part of it, but I think they're a little bit better at than most other teams. I would argue this is where they do their best work, where they go get these kind of low-budget, bargain-bin, back-of-the-roster players to fill all needs so that they can go to the draft and do kind of what they want to do, which is, you know, take best player available at premium positions and kind of do those different types of things. Now, they haven't done very well at that part of it, but the plugging of gaps during this time period, the third wave of free agency, right, where a lot of these veteran minimum deals and, you know, number two or number three quarterbacks and all that stuff. Like, I like this part. I know it's not as exciting. I know it's not as sexy or whatever else, but I think that this leads the 49ers into the draft prep section of the offseason, which, you know, we're still 6 weeks out from the draft, about 5.5 weeks out, but you start to be able to see patterns. And we're going to talk a little bit about some draft options. We're going to talk about the guys that have been added to the roster since the last time we talked. And I do want to say this is episode 1087 of the 40 Hours Rush podcast. I want to say thank you to everybody out there. And I got to start the show off by admitting a huge mistake. I have said not once, not twice, maybe three or four times on this show that defensive end out of UCLA, Leia Tuilotu, is related to Cameron Latu, the tight end that we drafted last year on our roster. That's not true. I was wrong on that. So shout out to Barnaby. He sent me an email and, you know, I did a little bit of research and they're not related. Cameron Latu does have a brother in football, but he's still in college at Oklahoma State. And Leia Tuilotu does have a brother, but not that of Cameron. So that's my bad. And I do want to say shout out to Barnaby and his son. They do a 49ers show as well on YouTube. I went and subscribed yesterday, checked it out. It's pretty fun. Helmet to Helmet 49ers podcast. If you want some refreshing takes and just a really, I don't know, a heartfelt way to look at sports, go check them out. Helmet to Helmet 49ers podcast. You type it in, tell them 49ers Rush sent you. Thank you for all the hashtag CCs. Appreciate you, Rafi. And yeah, we're going a little early today than normal. And hopefully that's cool. Hopefully nobody has a problem with that. But yeah, Coffee with Chapman. What's up, Hugo? Glad to have you guys here. Rafael tells everybody like and subscribe. Hey, we'll take that, man. Kib from across the pond. What's up, Logan? Appreciate you guys. What's up, Abba? Abba, you guys are the best. Now, let's do this. Because the 49ers signed two new players. And I think the first... It was funny because yesterday the 49ers got docked picks for fudging some numbers around. And as soon as that news broke, you just saw like social media posts, player side. Like it was hilarious. I don't think that the Niners were like, hey, there's bad press out there. Let's try to cover it up. But man, it sure as hell seemed like a news dump to me. And I thought it was comical. And we'll talk about what they lost. But let's get to what they gained. They signed offensive tackle Brandon Parker, which that's the position everybody wanted signed. That's the position everybody wanted drafted last year. None. Didn't sign anybody this year. None. You come out and you get Brandon Parker. Who is this guy? You know, and he's not good. He's huge. 6'8", 320. Hasn't really played in 2 years. He had a tricep injury for a while. He missed all of 2022. Played some in 2023, but not much. He really hasn't played the last two seasons. Now, he's got a lot of experience under his belt, but it's a good experience. In 2021, the last time that he played right tackle, he gave up 9 sacks as a starter for the Raiders. Not good. That's really, really bad. In 1 year. But if you look at his overall like work, right tackle, he's got over 2,000 snaps. Left tackle, 100 snaps. Extra tight end, 31 snaps. The good news is it's a tackle-only player, right? So the 49ers always go get these tackles and kick them inside. This guy's not kicking anywhere. He's 6'8", 320. He's a tackle-only. So you got an extra tackle player. But it was funny because, you know, as soon as the player signed, social media is like, oh, new starter, new starter, new starter. I'm like, this guy is not competing for a starting spot. And maybe I'm wrong, and I hope to be so. Maybe he blows the doors off, and he's our right tackle for, you know, this upcoming year. No. This dude is brought in to compete with the backup. This is Jalen Moore competition. This is replacing Matt Pryor. That's what this is. And so it's good because you got more depth there and you got experience, which is huge. This is not competition for Colton McKivitz, if that's what you're saying. I don't think he's an overall very good player. I'm not even going to do a player breakdown of him. I went back and watched some tape on him. He's huge and he's got length. That's what he is. He's got experience. Hopefully after the injury, he's got some newfound sprite to his game, but we'll see. Dad, he says, home's sick with a sick kid. Oh no. Hope the kiddo's okay. Tell him I said, I hope he's doing better. What's up, Big Papa? How we doing? And David Waller, a resident Cowboys fan. What's up, brother? He says, how about those money issues with the 49ers? It's an issue. So let's jump into it. Why not? The 49ers get docked a pick, which we're comp pick nerds. I'm going to dive into the comp pick formula here in a little bit. They lose a next year, 2025, fifth round pick. Lost it. Gone. Poof. Vanished in the air. And their 2024 fourth rounder got moved back 4 spots. It was at 131 overall. Now it's 135. Now, what was the issue? Here's the quote from the NFL. Quote, misreporting of the club's cumulative player compensation, end quote. Now, the NFL went on to explain that this did not affect, it was not a big enough error to change the compensation pick formula, but it seems like it might have been kind of close. And no NFL team's ever been accused of this before. And, you know, I applaud Parag all the time. This follows under his watch. Jade from payroll. Come on, where's Tom Sula at? Got to get those numbers fixed, Jade. I think there's like half you guys got that reference if you've been around before 2017. It's embarrassing. And I think the 49ers were embarrassed too, because like I said, this gets announced by the NFL and then it's player signed. You know, they're releasing social media posts. Haven't done that in days. We started to get all this like new stuff out. Like it was just like weird. That's a weird time to do it. It could be a coincidence, and, you know, I'm not, you know, a tinfoil hat-wearing guy, but I laughed. I thought it was hilarious because there was no news for, like, a long time, and then just all the news. I thought that was funny, man. What's up, Josh? We got Josh back, man. What's up, brother? Do we have somebody that can block this dude, man? I got to go in. Mike, go take care of that guy. I don't want people selling stuff in here. Appreciate that. What's up, JC? JP, the man, smoking Niner guy, Mike C. We got a lot of people in here. And look at this. Matt says, new here from Connecticut. That's what's up, man. Let's jump back to, we talked about the tackle that they signed. And again, let me just say, this is a depth signing. This is not to contend for starting. This is to contend for a backup role at best. So, like, I'm not going to be projecting Brandon Parker to make the 53-man roster, if that makes sense. That's where I'm at. I like the signing, though. I like that we get experience. I like that you get somebody with that type of size, which the NFL seems to be going to. And for those people, myself included, back in the day that said, you know, maybe Mims out of Georgia, the offensive tackle guy, are the 49ers interested in that type of body? Well, here you go. There's your answer. Yes. 6'8", 320. Yeah, they're cool with that. Now, they do go out, I think, a much more important signing. They get a quarterback, but not just any quarterback. Josh Dobbs, a rocket scientist quarterback. And if you want to know how far I am from the rocket scientist department, when I was doing my notes, I misspelled scientist. So definitely not on par with this gentleman. Spelling's always been an issue for me. Hashtag dyslexia. But Josh Dobbs, they signed him for 1 year, fully guaranteed, $2.25 million deal. I love this signing. I was under the assumption that the 49ers would be bringing in, you know, a draft quarterback, and maybe they still will, but this changes it from being maybe a fourth or fifth round quarterback to sixth or seventh round quarterback, probably only. I like Josh Dobbs. Is he similar to, you know, the quarterback we got now? Not at all. Not at all. He's different. He's much more mobile. He likes to run. Last year, he had 77 rush attempts for 421 rush yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. Like, he could run. He's a scrambler. He started 12 games last year, though, for 2 different teams. He went 3-9 combined with Minnesota and Arizona. He's all over the place. But talk about intelligence, that's huge. Now you've got, and I think he is the number two. Brandon Allen will stay the quarterback 3, in my opinion. Doesn't mean that's, you know, matter of fact. You bring somebody in, and I think that the 49ers could still draft somebody very similarly to how they did Purdy, where you go draft a guy late day 3, and if they outperform Brandon Allen or if they outperform Josh Dobbs, that's fine. You bump them up. I talk all the time about how the 49ers are a meritocracy. Last year was probably one of the first years where it was like, really? You know, cutting Deshaun Jameson, that dude belonged. Il Manning, he belonged. Yeah, there were guys that belonged. So they moved on from them. They see more, the coaches do, than we did, but that was very clear. Deshaun Jameson would have started the Super Bowl for us if we would have held on to him. But I digress. Now, whenever we look at the quarterback room for the 49ers, it is cheap. It's the cheapest. Listen to this. Brock Purdy's only making $1.004 million this year. Dobbs, $2.25 million. And Brandon Allen, $1.54 million. So you've got this entire quarterback room for less than $5 million. That's crazy. That is insane. Cheap, cheap, cheap. I love it. You know, I thought last year with going and getting Darnold made sense, but I thought they paid him too much money. I say that, then Darnold goes out and gets paid more money this year. And now he's going to be fighting for a starting spot for the Vikings if they don't trade up. But I do think that they are going to trade up and get a quarterback. If you're going to pay Justin Jefferson, you got to get somebody to throw him the ball. And it's not going to be Sammy D. But last year we paid a lot more at this position. Not to mention Trey Lance was there, all that. But we got a super cheap room. I love that they went and got somebody with experience that is cheap. It's a 1-year option. That's cool. Like, I would have no problem with Dobbs stepping in for a game or two. And that's what you want from a backup quarterback. Somebody step in and go about 500. That's what you're looking for. Step in. If he has to play 4 games, you're hoping 2-2. Protect the ball. You look at his stats, 13 touchdowns, 10 interceptions last year. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, he was on some bad teams. Cardinals are a bad team. The Vikings. Replacing Kirk Cousins is rough. And Kirk Cousins was at the height of his entire career with what he was putting up. He was playing really, really well. We'll see, man. I don't know. I like our quarterback room. I am excited now. I'm not going to spend much time scouting quarterbacks. I'm going to spend time elsewhere. Maybe the back end, day 3 guys, that's about it. But we'll see here. Jason says, you know, John, I don't believe Campbell won't make it out of the preseason. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what that looks like, because you're talking DeAndre Campbell, our linebacker, which I do like him. I don't know. He fits exactly what we want in the athletic profile. And if they're going to move on from Campbell, I think that would be after Drake Greenlaw is 100% cleared. So I don't know. Once all those contract details come out and all that stuff, we'll see. We'll see. He says, John, have you heard anything about the Niners signing Justin Simmons? I have not. I'm not an insider, though, so definitely just want to let you know. I'm not an insider guy. Don't want to be.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, right here, Duncanville or DeSoto. Duncanville, baby. Get that crap out of here. Well, and this is a Texas football question. You know, it's funny. Back-to-back years, these two teams are in the same division. Duncanville, DeSoto, they're, I don't know, 5-6 miles away from each other in the same district. Both teams, one state. Back-to-back years. Duncanville all the way, man. Not even close. That's what's up. And so, Jason, no, they're both 6A. And this is why Texas football is so weird. They're both in the same division. They're both 6A. But Texas football is so big, all the 6A schools, 4 teams get in. Y'all learned it. Y'all going to learn today. 4 teams get in from each division, right? Or district. And so the 2 largest enrollments go to 6 Class A. And then the 2 smaller enrollment schools for the high school go into 6 Class B or Class 2. And then so that's why both Duncanville won state championship for 6A and DeSoto won state championship for 6A as well, because there's 2 separate, there's just so many damn schools. It's funny because, like, I'll talk to people from, like, New Mexico, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, we won state. And I'm like, no way, that's crazy. They won, like, 2 playoff games. Like, yeah, Texas, you got to win, like, 7 playoff games just to get to state. It's incredible. But anyway, I'll stop the conversation there. Now, before we move on from quarterbacks, you know, we did a little bit. Josh Dobbs, I love that signing. I really, really do. One of my favorites so far of this offseason. And I think this is where the 49ers do their best work. Now, how hard is it to get a starting quarterback in the NFL draft? Turns out pretty damn hard. And especially recently, because if we look at the 2021 draft, right, that's the Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, that draft, which we traded up for. And we look at the next following year draft, 2022, 2 of the worst draft years ever for quarterbacks. In fact, there are only 2 projected starting quarterbacks in the NFL for week 1 coming up from both of those drafts, 1 each. Trevor Lawrence, who was the first pick overall in the 2021 draft, and then guess who? Brock Purdy, the only starting quarterback out of that 2022 NFL draft class. And he was the very last pick. 19 quarterbacks were drafted over those 2 years. 6 quarterbacks drafted in the first round, Kenny Pickett plus the 5 I just mentioned. It's pretty damn hard to get a quarterback in today's NFL out of the draft. Now, that doesn't mean teams won't stop trying. You know, you look at the mock drafts and everything that's going on with this year's class, it's quarterback heavy. It's super quarterback heavy. However, the 49ers have found a way to land. Shoot, I don't care how you feel about Brock Purdy. That dude got MVP votes. You know what's crazy? Brock Purdy has received more MVP votes in his career, it's 2 years, than Russell Wilson has in his entire NFL career. I understand he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But no matter where you fall on Brock Purdy, the 49ers got a damn gem. One of the best draft picks of all time already. Already. And he's still young. He's only 23. He's young. And also, on top of that, this is his first offseason without an injury where he gets to move forward as the one. He's going to get all the reps. Couldn't do that last year, right? He was splitting everything with, like, Sam Darnold and Trey Lance and all that stuff, even Brandon Allen. This year, all Purdy, all the time, baby. I love it. Logan, he says, Chase Young is a saint now. Yeah, he got paid big, man. He got a 1-year, fully guaranteed $13 million contract for the Saints. I love it. Now, what does this mean for the 49ers? If you go to the compensation pick formula, we're still waiting on some more information on a lot of the free agents who have signed for the 49ers and ones they have lost. But right now, Chase Young, this signing, it puts the 49ers on the right in between no man's land between a 4th-round comp pick next year and a 5th-round comp pick next year. You look at the other deals that are out there. Gabriel Davis, the wide receiver signed for $13 million, he's projected to be a 4th, you know, comp pick for the Bills. Tyron Smith, the tackle that the Cowboys lost, got $12.25 million. He's projected a 5th-rounder. Now, the formula is one of 3 things. Number one, average pay per year, right? That's what we just went through, $13 million. It's more than Tyron Smith, right at what Gabe Davis is. Now, the number 2 thing is playing time. How much do they play? Tyron Smith probably going to play a lot more. Well, he's injured all the time, so that will affect it. So we'll see. Can Chase Young stay on the field? He didn't miss a game last year. So if that's the case and he does that again, that's going to push that pick up into that 4th-round territory. If he doesn't play a lot and rotates real heavy, push it back down to the 5th. So we talked about how the 49ers got docked a 5th-round pick next year. Well, this compensation pick will kind of make up for it. Currently slated, the 49ers are projected to get a 5th and a 7th. Like, that's about it. Maybe 2 comp picks next year. Not the craziness where you go into it with 11 draft picks. We're down to 10 now. But next year, we were already down 1, so we were down to 6, plus 2 comp picks. You're talking 8 draft picks next year. And remember, the 49ers love more than almost anybody trading draft picks at the season deadline. So this year, right now, is huge. You better nail some of these picks. You got 10 of them. You got 10 left. You need them. You need them. Now, if you're good at picks, we are giving away an autographed Deion Sanders jersey to the winner of our 49ers Rush Bracket Challenge, March Madness. Where y'all at, guys? Very, very simple. If you are a Patreon member, any level, or the 49ersrush.com member, any level, details have already been posted. So just go to the homepage, scroll down on Patreon. You'll see the details, where to click. No extra charge. It's free. Go put in your bracket. Going to be a lot of fun. If you're on the 49ersrush.com, you can go to our betting segment. You'll see the instructions there. You can go to our friend of the show segment, and then you can see all the stuff there. Now, if you're not a part of those things, guess what? You can still join for free. Get those things and join. Try to win this Deion Sanders jersey. Or if you don't want to mess with that, you just want to Venmo $10. That's cool, too. You can Venmo $10. The spelling is in the description and audio of this video. / audio podcast, Jonathan-Chapman-2 over on Venmo, and then I'll message you the link with the password so that you can join there. Not a lot of time there, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about that one. Now, a couple other things that I wanted to talk about, because I got a couple really good questions in the email. Richard G, man. He says, everything I hear suggests that most, if not all, of the top seven tackles are going to be gone by the 49ers, you know, by the time the 49ers pick at 31. Do you think the 49ers might trade up into the mid-20s to get that last tackle? And before I answer this, I do want to say congratulations, Richard G, on the new job. I think it's freaking awesome. Amazing, my friend. You know, if we just look at Daniel Jeremiah, the NFL Network, just put out a new mock draft. He had all seven tackles, like you mentioned, gone by pick 25. I don't know if trading up's the answer. I just talked about how next year we've got eight picks. If you trade up from 31 to 25, you're losing a third and a fourth rounder. That's what it's going to cost. I don't want to lose that third rounder. That third round pick is like most important to me. I love the third round in this draft. Every time I do a mock draft, that third round pick is a starting nickel, number two tight end, a center. Like there's guys there that I just absolutely love, man. And so I'm scared to trade up. I'm more likely to trade back personally. And I don't like the back end tackles. I would not want to trade up for Taylor Guyton. I would not want to trade up for Mims. Way too much injury. And those are the two guys that would fall. You trade up for the kid from Washington. All right, now we're talking. Fontenot. Now I'm in business. One of the other guys, sure. I don't want to trade up for Guyton. I don't want to trade up for Mims, personally. That's just my own take. I don't like it. But as I keep doing these mock drafts, we released one yesterday if you want to go check that out. If you don't get a tackle in the first, you're getting a bad tackle in the second, a project guy. And it's just, I don't like it. You either get a tackle the first or you don't. That's the way I see it. David says, go to Tahiti next week. You should join this party. Man, David, I'm so happy for you and your wife, dude. Hopefully y'all have a great time. We just got back from Cabo. My wife ain't let me go nowhere. I wish. I want to join. We might not remember too much of that trip, though. Every time me and David get together, we drink too much. It's just the way it goes. Now, sticking with this mock draft that Daniel did in this scenario, right? Seven tackles gone in the top 25. Also, two of the top centers, Jaxon Powers Johnson was gone, and Graham Barton from Duke were gone. He had the 49ers taking Chop Robinson, the defensive end out of Penn State. Elite burst. I mean, that would be awesome. Seems like the type of pick that, you know, Kyle and John Lynch would love. So, I mean, if those tackles go that early, somebody's fallen. There's 31 players in this draft that are really good. Yeah, there's more than that. There's a lot more than that. Are you getting a guy that you have a first-round grade on? Probably not. I don't think any team in the NFL will have 31 first-round grades. Usually it's around 17 to 18. And right here, yeah, I understand. What's up, Seattle Niners faithful? Appreciate you, man. What's up, Alex? He says, you know, third-round running backs are a joke. I know we've been terrible at third-round picks, but that doesn't mean I want to give them up. That does not mean I want to give those up. And, yeah, right here, you know, most of our third-rounders never get used like Danny Gray. Well, that's also Jair Brown. That's a third-round pick. It was also Fred Warner. That's a third-round pick. So, yeah, a lot of them are bad. Trey Sermon, bad. Cameron Latu, bad, even though it's only been a year, but whatever. The kicker, Jake Moody, whatever. That's a whole nother thing. Yeah, I get it. A lot of bad ones. But, you can't take out Fred Warner. That was a third-round pick. Can't take out Jair Brown. That was a third-round pick. And, again, we just went through how all the quarterbacks drafted 19 quarterbacks in back-to-back years. There's two that are starting. And I think we got the best one. Well, the guy we traded up for, Trey Lance, obviously. But, yeah, so I get it. We don't use all of them. All our third rounds don't hit. But that doesn't mean I want to give them away either. I don't want to do that. And so right here, Logan, you don't like Tyler Guyton, John? I do like Tyler. Let me go to my draft write-up on him, which I'm still working on. But here's upside in size. Only 15 starts That's it. Dude hadn't played between TCU and Oklahoma. Raw, but good already. Huge. Moves well in space. I thought he had a bad combine, to be honest with you. I was prepared to be taken aback by Tyler Guyton's combine. The athleticism I thought was going to pop. Didn't pop at all. Tape looks like he's got it in spades. But combine, not so much. And I'll take the tape over combine. But whenever it's only 15 starts, that's an issue. That's an issue. Some teams will have a first-round grade, while other teams will have a third-round grade on him. Teams will have to decide if he's worth the risk. Film showed more athleticism than his combine. I mean, he's played 1 year. That's it. And mostly at right tackle, which I like that. He had 661 snaps at right tackle, zero sacks allowed. So, like, you look at what he's done, and it's like, okay, it's good, but it's a small sample size. And you guys are the same ones, not all of you. When somebody's injured, why don't we get rid of Kittle? He's always injured. Why don't we get rid of Deebo? He's always injured. And then you turn around and want somebody like Mims or Guyton, and it's like, these two guys don't play. Now, maybe that's in the past, but if you look at who the 49ers have signed through free agency and our draft the last few years, it's guys who play. This is a Javon Kinlaw-type pick, which the Niners have not done early. I like Tyler Guyton, and if he's there at 31, I'm cool with that. I would be very happy to have Tyler Guyton, Logan. I really, really would. Doesn't mean I want to trade up for him. And again, I use this all the time when we talk draft. You take somebody at your pick, you like them. You trade up for somebody and pick them, you love them. You trade back and settle on them, then you're okay with them, right? That's Aaron Baines. Or the position that they play, or you have multiple options available there. I don't love Tyler Guyton. I understand I'm a Longhorn, and a lot of people call me out on that. That's okay. That's fair. I bring my own bias. But remember, my number one player I've ever had ranked was freaking OU, Creed Humphrey. I was dead set that dude was going to be an all-pro guard in the first 3 years, or center, and sure enough, I was right there. I'm wrong on a lot of other guys, but he was an OU player, so I'm trying to say that. I love CD Lamb. Did. Now I hate him. OU and Cowboys, I ain't got no room for that in my life. So, I don't know. I just don't want to trade up for Mims. I don't want to trade up for Guyton. I do not want to do that. That is not worth a third-round pick. That's Max Melton. That's a starting nickel corner that you have to give up to go get a guy that has major injury risk. The upside's there. I'm not trading up for this. I'm not. And yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people. Nobody says Kingsley over Guyton. I don't have a problem with that. I have not done enough film on Kingsley. I've done enough on Guyton to kind of get where I'm at with him. I'm working through defensive tackles right now. And if you guys want to see these breakdowns, look, guys, head over to the 49ersrush.com. It's the number one way to support the show. And everything that we do extra, we just loaded a Malik Collins breakdown over there. Go check it out. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, now, I do like a lot of these names, and I appreciate that. Like, that's awesome. So, Richard, back to your question, you know, where we started this whole conversation. Should we trade up for a tackle? I'm not trading up for Mims. I'm not trading up for Guyton. If the kid from Washington's there and you're able to trade up for that, I would be very ecstatic. I would be happy about that. Just because I don't want to risk. I don't want to risk. And somebody's sitting there screaming, well, it's a risk to have Colton McKivitt start again for a whole year, and I understand that. But that would be Colton McKivitt plus a defensive end, plus a third-round pick, right? So, like, if you got Chop Robinson, so let's say, again, it's easy to say you want to trade up, but let's just play this out, okay? You stay there, and let's just say everything works just like Daniel Jeremiah's mock. You get Chop Robinson in the first. You don't trade up. So now you got your third-round pick. Your third-round pick, you go get, I don't know, Brandon Rice. You go get Max. I get Max Mountain, the cornerback. You're getting that, and you're getting Colton McKivitt. You get all three of those things. Or you trade up for Guyton, which is going to cost you your first and a third. So no Max Mountain, no Chop Robinson. And now you just got Tyler Guyton. Would you rather have Tyler Guyton and Max, and Colton McKivitt since you knew, like, backup or whatever? Is that better than Chop Robinson and Max Milton? I don't think so. I want O-line bad, guys. I really do. But I don't want to trade up for those guys. That's just me personally. Other people might disagree. That's okay. Also, one more piece of news before I jump into questions and we go off on crazy tangents. Netflix put out that they did quarterbacks last year, which was really cool. Now they're doing receiver, and we got not one but two, which is hilarious because it's Debo and Kittle. Debo's a receiver, I get it, but like he's more of a wide back, and George Kittle's a tight end, but whatever else. I'm very excited about this. I love Omaha Productions, NFL Films. I'm very excited. It's going to be very entertaining. So it's them two, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's great. Devontae Adams. We're going to get some Jimmy G appearances, which is going to be fun. And Justin Jefferson. So it's packed. And, you know, I think Kittle and Debo are going to be kind of the stars of the show just because of their personalities and the season that they had. But I'm going to be honest with you. That last episode is going to hurt because I think both of them had their worst performances perhaps of their entire career in the Super Bowl. Debo got shut down by not one, but two corners. And Kittle was just absent in the receiving game. I understand the blocking aspect of it. And maybe that's what they highlight, but you know, they were the only two that played. Amon-Ra, we beat in the NFC Championship. Devontae Adams did make the playoffs. Justin Jefferson, you know, they were out the first round, I think. So, yeah, they're going to get some extra focus in the Super Bowl, and it was bad for both of them. And I'm the huge Kittle. I'm a huge Debo guy. I will stand on the mountaintops and beat my chest and say that was one of the worst Debo Samuel games of all time. I understand he popped his hamstring. I understand that he played through it, which was incredible. But that dude got locked down before the injury. It was bad. And so, like, that scares me because I don't want to live through that again. But that's all right. That's okay. That's okay. So let's get to a couple other questions. This has been one that, you know, Dan Case, appreciates you, man. He says, thoughts on the reports of the number 17 overall pick and Zay Jones for Brandon Ayuk. You know, what that was. So the reports, it's nobody that I know. It was a Jaguars person. I don't know what to do with these reports. Would the 49ers be okay taking the 17th overall pick and Zay Jones for Brandon Ayuk? Because then you don't have to pay him. That's a pretty damn good return. That is a pretty damn good return. So I understand if the 49ers were like, look, this is what it's going to take. We want your starting receiver that's going to take his spot. And we want the 17th overall pick. I would be. That's a conversation that needs to be had. Am I glad that it fell apart? I am. You know, you look at, okay, here's the people around. Let's just start at number 13 overall in the consensus, you know, mock draft database, big board. Number 13, Quinyon Mitchell. You can get the best corner in the class. Jared Verse, edge. Talese Fuaga. That's probably who I would take. He's 15th overall. Byron Murphy, my favorite player in the draft. Leiatu Latu, the edge. J.C. Latham, tackle. That would be a perfect fit. Brian Thomas, if you want to replace a wide receiver, I'd prefer A.D. Mitchell personally. But that's the stuff you're talking about, right? So then you get that. Zay Jones slides into, which I like the way Zay Jones played. I liked him a lot coming out of, what school was he at? The Pirates, Eastern Carolina. He's had some issues with mental health, but he seems to clear that up. And he's put together like three good seasons in a row. Is he anywhere near Brandon Ayuk? God, no. No. But he is a starting wide receiver in this league. And I think he's a damn good player. And he blocks well. And he fits what the 49ers want with their true X position. He fits that. Great hands. Great routes. But I'm glad it fell apart. But if this deal happened, I wouldn't be upset. Now, I know a lot of people are sitting there like, DeForest Buckner, DeForest Buckner, DeForest Buckner. You got to have these conversations. And, you know, the reports also say that the Jaguars were the ones that backed out because then they'd have to pay Ayuk at least $23 million a year, and they chose not to. But I want to keep him. I want Brandon Ayuk to stay. But that's a conversation you have. 17th overall is pretty pricey. I would have that conversation. Would I take the deal if I'm the 49ers? I don't know. I'd call Brandon Ayuk and say, look, man, give us, you know, $21 million a year. Let's get it done. Otherwise, we're going to send you to a place you're not going to like. And you're not going to win. I'm glad it didn't get done. You know, I don't know the legitimacy of how real that conversation was. And maybe I don't want to know. Maybe I don't want to know. But I want Brandon Ayuk. I love him. He is exactly what the 49ers need. Can you pay everybody? I don't think you can. I don't think you can. So there's that. John says, how about getting Cordarrelle Patterson to return punts / kickoffs? I would love that. Kyle Shanahan would love that. He's tried to get Cordarrelle Patterson not once but twice whenever he's come up for free agency and been able to sign. Just hadn't worked out. Very long in the tooth for sure, but yeah, that dude, he would be the, you know, returner / Debo, because you could, you know, he's jet sweeps and all that stuff, screen passes. I would love that. Will he come here for cheap? And man, he's old. I think he's like 32, 33. Like he's an older cat. I'd totally be down with that. Right here, Bay Area baller, my man. He says, what about Blake Fisher in round two? You know, it's funny because Blake Fisher, he was like a third round guy. But yeah, he just keeps rising up those boards. And he's kind of like one of the last remaining tackle options out of Notre Dame. 6'6", 310, 34 3/8-inch arms, like that. 10-inch hands, good. You know, he's not as shifty as you'd like, but he's decent. 21 years old, that's a huge plus. That's going to bump him up a little bit. He's a right tackle, might play some guard. Best football's ahead of him, still has elite potential. 27 career starts. That's awesome because he's young and he's only the fifth Notre Dame lineman in the last 20 years to start as a true freshman. So you're getting somebody that's young, very green. Ha, you see that? St. Paddy's Day, Notre Dame, youth green. Oh, man, look at that. Boom. That's a 5-star rating. You know, he's the Mr. Football of Indiana in high school. I like it. I really do like it. John Thuce is my player comp for him. I think third round is where he probably should go. But he'll be bumped up to the second round. And you're talking about somebody that could go in the 50s. You know, he might not be there when the Niners are on the clock in the second round. Like, he might be gone like 20 picks before. Like, that's a possibility. Like, he could go 40s, 50s. I like him. I would prefer him over Colton McKivitz. I do like that. But yeah, second round tackles do not have a very good track record in the NFL. That doesn't mean you don't take them, but it's pretty damn hard to bank on that, if that makes sense. So, right here, Gold Blooded, appreciate the super chat. He says, if Brandon Ayuk gets wide receiver money, they better use him as wide receiver one. Don't expect things to change. Don't do that. just don't do that, because I wish they would, but I don't see that taking place. And I'm sorry. Like, you're not going to just air it out to them. I would like that, but I don't see that taking place. And I know that that stinks. And I would like him to get those passes, but man, I mean, it works. The efficiency, he was the most efficient wide receiver. But the problem is, and again, if I'm putting on my 49ers hat and contract negotiations, look, man, anytime Deebo was hurt, you had a bad game. You had a bad game. Anytime he was banged up, you had a bad game. If he wasn't out there, you had a bad game. You went 0 for 5 in good games with Deebo just banged up. 0 for 5. That's it. So, you know, if I'm BA, you got to believe in yourself, and rightfully so. I think he is great. But at the same time, can he go somewhere and just be the guy? I don't know. Averaging just over 6 targets a game. I think 6.5 targets per game was his, you know, league average. That's not a lot. You look at people like CeeDee Lamb that are getting like 12 to 13 targets, twice what he's getting per game. I don't think we want to turn into that with, you know, all the weapons we have. But yeah, I would like it to go up. 8 targets a game, I'd be happy with. I would Deebo's targets go down. Ayuk's targets go up. I'm cool with that. I want Ayuk and Kittle, their targets to go up. I want Deebo's targets to go down. Doesn't mean I want Deebo used less. I just want less passing game targets for Deebo. That's just me personally. So good question. I like that. Seattle Niners Faithful says, do you know much about the names in the war room that may fill Adam Peters' void? I think we have scouts and execs that can still hit homers in the late rounds. You know, the two names that are huge, they have the exact same description. They've been with the Niners for a while. RJ Gillen and Tariq Ahmad. Those are the two guys that are taking over the Adam Peters role. You know, you look at the college scouting, the director of that, that's Justin Chabot. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Then you get down to your scouts, and they've got about 15 of them. So we'll see. But the top names, Tariq Ahmad, RJ Gillen, and Justin Chabot, like, those are the three guys. We'll see. You know, I the one thing I know is that Kyle Shanahan sees a guy, he'll tell him, go get a guy. He'll pound the table. What's up, Joe Williams? Oh, that hurts. I don't ever want to hear that name. Right here, trade for Wirf or a tackle of his caliber. Nobody's trading tackles, man. I would love to. Nobody is trading tackles. It doesn't happen. Not starting level ones. It's funny because some people will let defensive ends go, like Daniel Hunter or Chase Young. Like that. That happens. Tackles, it's the least talented at the top of any position in the NFL. Period. They're not good tackles. They're just not. And so, yeah, right here. Corey, what's up, man? He says, Ayuk deserves more than $21 million a year, and we get it somewhere else. He wants to be number one. If you can't give him either of those things, do what's right and move him. That's not the way the NFL works. I don't disagree with you, Corey. I really, really don't. But maybe a championship's important. If that's the case, you want to – who wants to go play in Jacksonville? They're not winning a championship. Are you kidding me? There's no way in hell that team's going to win a championship. Trent Baalke. We almost won one with them. But, I mean, and to be honest with you, the 49ers are sitting there and they're like, look, man, everybody thinks that the Niners have to make a decision on Brandon Ayuk this year aren't paying attention to the CBA. That's not the way the NFL works anymore, because you got him this year for $14.1 million. That's guaranteed. And then you got a franchise tag. That's guaranteed. And there's nothing Brandon Ayuk can do. He could sit out, but then he's missing game checks. I don't know. When they redid the CBA, star players lost the most. It was smart what the owners did. They rushed the vote. They gave less than 12 hours before the vote, which was like stupid quick. I mean, it was politics. This is the way Washington works too. I'm not going to get political, but they rushed the vote and they targeted the back end of the roster guys because everybody's vote counts the same. It's kind of a democratic whatever, the players union. And so they went after all the undrafted free agents and all the back end of the roster guys and bumped all the back end pay up. And they took all the leverage away from the star players. Now, the star players are still getting taken care of. I'm not here to play a violin song for guys making $20 million a year. I understand that. But the owner specifically targeted benefits on the back end, which I do like, and rushed the vote, and it barely passed. And that was before the NFL player rep union, each team sends their reps, ours was Richard Sherman, even had time to look over it. They didn't have time to. They freaking expedited that process, and it worked. And when that passed, and that's why I'm talking about it now, star players like Brandon Ayuk lost almost all leverage of holdouts. The only type of holdout you could do now is what Chris Jones did last year, where he sat out that many games and just straight up lost millions of dollars. That was it. Debo got close, but you got to lose a lot of money. And for Brandon Ayuk, like if we look up how much Brandon Ayuk's made so far, this is where it gets different with Debo and Brandon Ayuk, right? Because Debo was sitting there looking at what? I think he was looking at like, Anyway, here's Ayuk's numbers, right? Ayuk's career earnings so far, which I mean, he's made money. He's made $6 million. That's awesome. In four seasons. That's great. He's got $14.1 million. You see the difference? Like coming this year, that's basically $1 million paycheck per game. You're going to sit out a game, three games, four games. That's $4 million. Whereas Debo, if he was sitting out, he just wasn't really getting anything because he was going into his fourth year. And Debo at that time, I mean, he made nothing. Compare like Ayuk's at $6 million now, so if he sits out, like he's earned some for sure. But if we look at the career earnings of Debo at that time, here we go. He had made just over $2 million in his career, and if he sat out, his contract would just toll. So, like you see, what I'm saying, like Ayuk could sit out, maybe next year, not this year. He doesn't have any leverage is what I'm trying to say. And so, yeah, you want to do what's right by him. And if IU comes and says, look, dude, I want to be number one. I want to be the highest paid wide receiver. Then you trade him. Then you trade him. You try to trade him. Maybe that's what this was. I like that. It's hard to do that. Mark says, you know, CMC is the meal ticket. Improve the line. Let the run set up the pass. Yeah, I think you stay with that. I like that. It's just, man, at 31, you got to let something come to you. And I don't want to sacrifice a third-round pick, and I don't want to sacrifice next year's picks either because we don't have depth. We don't have depth on this team. Not like what we used to. Ah, man, I don't know. I like the conversations that are taking place here. And yeah, Terradome, what's up, man? So good to see you here. J.C. Latham, you could trade up for J.C. Latham. I'd be happy with that. I'm cool with that. And Terradome's the freaking man, by the way. Go check out his show if you haven't already. He does great work. Right here, Corey says, you know, with all due respect, we aren't winning chips either. We just assume we will. Hey, you're in the race, man. You're in the freaking race. The 49ers have the best roster of football, and they should have won it last year. You're one play away. And they continuously are there in the mix. ball's got to bounce your way sometimes. It's what it is, and you want to take control of what you can. Does that mean the Niners do everything perfectly? God, no. Lots of issues to go around. But, I mean, they're there. They're there. You ask Vegas or any coach, what team do you want? You're choosing this team. Maybe you take the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes. I ain't got no problem with that. I mean, he's that damn good. Man, and you know, again, like I was using $21 million on the Ayuk thing as a discount because I think 23 is the base. Who got signed for $23 million? Was it Pittman? Yeah, Ayuk's better than Pittman. So I think the going rate should be $24 million. If I'm Ayuk's agent, 24.5, that's baseline. He's way better than Pittman, probably 25. So, like, can you get that down? I don't know. Right here, don't bother me. What's up, Steve? He says, in California, he bought a home about $3 million. I think you're talking about Ayuk. Ayuk loves it out here. You know, he's from Vegas, went to school in Arizona State. In offseason, he's in L.A. all the freaking time. And, you know, they even asked Debo one time in the offseason last year. They're like, dude, why don't you go down to L.A. with, you know, Trey Lance and Sam Darnold and all these guys and Ayuk and all them. And he's like, I'm not an L.A. guy. I don't like California. You know, Debo, he just can't lie. He's just like, L.A. is not my thing. Ayuk loves it out there. At least he's been out there, I think, like several times a year. So, and I think his I think his home's in Southern California. I don't know. Right here, Nick says, Ayuk does have leverage. Super Bowl or bust season again. I don't ever believe that term. If he sits out until season starts, it derails that. And I think that hurts him more than it hurts. It mutually assured destruction, I guess. But if Ayuk sat out, I still think the Niners would be favored in most games. But he would be, he'd be losing $1 million per game he sat out. Guaranteed. It's a little less than that, probably like $910,000 or whatever. But he'd be earning himself. That ain't going to help. I don't think that'd go well. We saw what happened with Debo. I'm not doing that again. Steven, I love this. Not buying another Debo jersey, still rocking the 19. I got like six Debo jerseys that I bought to give away for the upcoming, like I'm already starting to stock up for, you know, the upcoming, you know, 40 Irons Rush road trips and all that stuff. I got like four 19 jerseys, like one or two autographed Debo jerseys I already paid for, but that's okay. Hopefully it'll make somebody happy. Yeah, I should talk about this. You know, I've been struggling with what I want to do for the draft this year. We've done a lot of draft parties and the rush road trips and all that stuff. And, you know, everybody I keep asking that are kind of, you know, my team, what do y'all think about going up to Detroit, throw at a huge party and all that stuff? I think everybody spent their money last year of the Super Bowl of Vegas and the traveling and all that stuff and all the tickets for NFC Championship and all that stuff. So what I'm thinking is, and I'm spitballing with you guys, I'm thinking of hosting a party in the Bay Area. Low-key draft Knicks only, where kind of take over a restaurant where everybody has seats and kind of like what we do every year for the draft, where we broadcast the first, second, third round, the first 2 days of the draft, but we do it in person where we have like just, you know, I don't know, like 100 spots. People come in and, you know, they buy their own food and all that stuff, but we get a restaurant in the Bay Area where they'll let me be on the mic, and we got TVs with the NFL Network and ESPN, and we could do the raffles, we could do the trivia, we could do the hangout, and we could do the crazy just Niner-specific draft coverage. I don't know. I'm new to the Bay Area. I don't have a venue for this, so if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, this spot would be perfect. They're Niners owners or blah, blah, blah. They would love this. So reach out to me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, I think this would be a good location. We're open. I'm East Bay. Obviously down by the stadium, but the city would probably be ideal. If you think that there's a location that would be perfect for this, kind of 100 to 150 people with seats, and they wouldn't mind us taking over the audio and just filling their restaurant for, I don't know, all of Thursday and Friday, make it like something real small where it's like $20 entry or, you know, nothing big at all. I don't care about the money. And then we can do all the giveaways and stuff. I don't know. Let me know. If you guys think you got something, reach out to me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. And again, just a reminder, our March Madness 49ers Rush Bracket Challenge. Go win a Deion Sanders autographed jersey for free if you support us at the 49ersrush.com or on Patreon. But that's going to do it for us. A fun show. A lot of crazy topics. You guys are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.